Workers across the world have held rallies to mark the International Workers' Day. Protesters staged huge demonstrations in crisis-hit Spain and Greece to slam tough austerity measures and new labor reforms. Occupy protesters are also holding rallies in the US to protest social and economic inequalities. Occupy protesters in the US have staged a rally outside the office of Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation office in New York. The protesters say Murdoch must be arrested for his role in the phone hacking scandal. It is part of huge demonstrations across the US to mark International Workers' Day. British lawmakers say the News Corporation chairman, Rupert Murdoch, is not fit to lead a global media empire. The MPs said Murdoch and his son should take ultimate responsibility for the phone hacking scandal. Murdoch says he was unaware that hacking was widespread at his now shuttered tabloid. Israeli occupation forces have attacked Palestinian citizens protesting near a military prison in the West Bank. The soldiers fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the protesters. Activists were also there to voice their fury at the mistreatment of Palestinian hunger strikers in Israeli jails. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces clashed with protesters demanding the reinstatement of fired workers. The violence broke out in the village of Tripoli, west of the capital, Manama. This as thousands have marched in the capital and villages across the country to demand the release of political prisoners. A group of Syrians have protested outside the mansion of the Qatari Emir in Damascus. This to slam what they call Qatar's interference in Syria's internal affairs. They also called on Doha to abandon its support for anti-government armed groups, including the Free Syrian Army. Hopes of finding more survivors in India's ferry tragedy are fading. Around 100 passengers are still missing after the boat they were travelling in split in two and sank in the Brahmaputra River. More than 100 people have been confirmed dead, among them children. And at least 5 people have been killed and several others injured in a bomb blast in Pakistan's southern city of Quetta. Several security personnel are among the victims. The blast also damaged nearby buildings and destroyed several vehicles. Officials blame the attack on militants.